the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson. In episode 114, discover how to defy medical odds with Avital Miller, exploring stories of recovery from severe illness using natural techniques.
What we want to do is use the words that are what we want. And if we say, I don't want cancer, the brain doesn't actually register the word don't. So it hears want cancer. It focuses around that. So if we say, I want health, I want happiness, the brain registers health and happiness. And you haven't personally identified it by calling it your own. And it's like giving it a space for existence. So another one is I'm going to fight this. I'm going to beat this. And the energy of fight is, we want to think about what energy we're in the process is the energy we end up with. And what consciousness, what vibration, what feeling do you feel when you say the word fight? You might feel charged up, but you might not feel peace within.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Hello and welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast. You're in a space where stories of strength, resilience, and transformation unfold. I'm your host, Charlene Lynch, and I'm honored to be your guide through this journey of empowerment and healing. Today, we have a very special episode tailored just for you. Whether you're driving or sipping a cup of tea or simply taking a moment to yourself, I want you to know that you're in a safe place. Healing Through Love is more than a podcast. It's a community, a beacon of hope, a reminder that you are not alone. In this episode, we have a guest who will share their story that resonates with the core of our mission, a story that illuminates the power of love, resilience, and unwavering strength that lies within each and every one of us. So settle in and take a deep breath and let the healing begin. But before I dive into our inspiring narrative, a quick reminder that if you find value in our episode, please consider sponsoring us and supporting us by subscribing and sharing and leaving a review. Your engagement helps us reach the hearts and spread the message of healing through love. Today, we've got a very special guest, and she's going to correct me if I say her name wrong. Avital Miller is a best-selling story, a bestseller, and four times award-winning author of books around healing happens and practice. So we're going to dive in deep to what it looks like from a spiritual perspective and also from a science perspective. Hello and welcome.
Hello, thank you so much. Yeah, the trick for saying my name is if you see me stand up, I'm not very tall, but if you ask Siri on my phone to write my name, Siri writes, I'll be tall. Avital, I'll be tall. There's still hope for me as there's hope for all of us.
I love it. I'm nearly 6 foot tall. I love this. This is beautiful. All right. Now let's dive in. Look, there's a reason why you wrote the books that you did. And are you okay to have a conversation about your healing journey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. So the thing that I love imparting out there and what comes from my story is to take the perceptions that we have and then notice the potential for them to change, for them to transform, and the healing that that can cause through our entire nervous system, no matter what we're wanting to heal from. I'm known as the one woman campaign against you'll never. And this happens when I start telling people my stories. I was told I couldn't dance, but then you found me performing in front of thousands of people, nationally televised. at the Miss South India pageant. And I was told that I couldn't write, but I published the book, Healing Happens, Stories of Healing Against All Odds, that won 4 awards and hit bestseller on Amazon. As part of that, I healed from an autoimmune disorder beyond what was expected and started to notice so many other stories out there of people healing beyond what was expected, which is also why I put that specific book together so we could really see more and more evidence of things being beyond the potential of what we might expect. And that comes from a lot of different angles. Mm-hmm. And I had a verbally abusive ex-husband who, you know, told me I couldn't amount to anything. I mean, pretty much, and just would constantly put me down, and learning how to step away from that. And at that time, when I was going through the divorce, it wasn't that commonplace yet. So having to go through all the pride and the shame associated with that and regaining my personal confidence, but my personal joy, which really, really got lost during that time. Along with being told I couldn't write, I was told that I shouldn't go get a psychology degree. And I'm back in school now. So I previously have an engineering degree, a major in dance, and now I'm back in school getting a positive psychology degree. And I'm getting around 100% on everything, which means sometimes I end up with more than 100%. And this is after never getting A's in papers in high school and grade school and being told I couldn't write. So I don't think this is just me and my potential. I feel like that potential can happen for everyone.
Absolutely. You know, they say, show me the boy at 7 and I'll show you the man. And that pattern of belief and the things that we're told that hold us in that cycle of limiting beliefs that then we're just rinse, repeat for the rest of our lives. But these patterns are designed to be broken, and we don't need to carry these patterns from our families and previous generations. We can rewrite our own story just like you have. This is beautiful. So what steps would you help our audience go through so that they can have a look at where they are and what it is that they want to change so they can move forward?
Yeah. So the biggest thing that I'm going to say with this is to, instead of necessarily looking at where we are and evaluating it, because then we're making a judgment around it, we're saying that there's something wrong. And this podcast is called Healing Through Love. And love is the sense of admiring, you know, accepting, sending love to whatever exists within your life. So love is not passing judgment. It's not making a statement that there is something wrong. And the word healing by itself, we need to be careful, because a lot of times that comes with the implication that there's something wrong. And that can seed a lot of hate within our own being. And so the term healing by itself can be contradictory for the potential of healing.
Mm.
I healed from the issues that I had, not because I was trying to heal, but because I was trying to live in the best way possible. I kind of considered my health issues like being put in arranged marriage. You know, I didn't make the choice. I was told I have this for life. I said, well, let me figure out how to live with this in the best way possible, how to understand it. So you go through an investigation and an exploration, I would say, into yourself, into everything that exists within you. The most important thing is going to be how you feel inside. And then when we often say, you know, you create your goals and then go for it. And then we said, well, the form isn't necessarily what we have control over, and the divine is a better designer than we are. So focus on how you want to feel. But in any moment, you can change how you feel to how you want to feel. But I also feel that there's a purpose for all of the feelings that exist within us right now. And if we overstep them to get beyond them, we don't really resolve them and their purpose for being there. When it comes to some of the studies from behavioral science, They've even looked at if you bypass emotions, they can linger for so long. But if you actually focus on it, they can be gone potentially within 90 seconds. This can happen really, really fast.
I love it. It's so true. So we definitely are energy in motion. We are emotional beings. I wonder how important do you believe it is for us to have language for the emotions and the feelings? Do you feel that's an integral part of the healing process, or do you think it's more just about holding the space and having the feelings? While she's sorting out her audio, isn't it fascinating? What stories are you telling yourself? What situations are you experiencing yourself that are holding you in these patterns? And how can you move forward? It's a fascinating opportunity. Yes, and it's also confronting as well, because many of us have used language and have thought processes around how we are and what it is that we do. And that's our baseline. And we sort of almost blame the things that we're not amazing at for holding us in this pattern. But if you're listening today and you are a survivor of family and domestic violence, then we would love to have you at one of our Pamper Days that are coming up. Thank you so much for listening. This is a great opportunity for me to share with you about our upcoming Pamper Days that we have locally and internationally. And if you're a survivor yourself, please connect with Healing Through Love and we'll point you in the direction of a local Pamper Day. Think day spa on steroids. And if you're a practitioner listening today and you would like to participate by holding the space for somebody to heal, please contact us. We have many events coming up globally and we'd love to have you on board. Now, we were talking about healing. And so, can we dial back and have a conversation in and around the healing? And what does that look like? And how important is language in this part of healing? And do we have to give language to our feelings? Do we have to just sit in them and journal them? Like, how important is language in this process of identification of the healing?
Well, there's two sides to this question. And one is, I'm going to say, do you need language or not? But the second is going to be when you're using language, what language are you using? So language is a form of communication, and it's a way to have ourselves be acknowledged by others and hear our own selves to acknowledge our own selves in return. If you find other ways to do that, whether through movement, expression, or just meditating, you don't necessarily need language. You don't necessarily have to be communicating with somebody, but it is very, very healing, absolutely, to voice what is going on and to be accepted and loved by others and then also by your own self in return, in response to whatever it is you voice. And then there are ways that we choose to use the language. And one of the other things I am is also a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. And they spend a lot of time defining and understanding what language is going to be most supportive. One of the things you want to be careful of is saying something is my cancer versus cancer. And even using the word cancer. What we want to do is use the words that are what we want. And if we say, I don't want cancer, the brain doesn't actually register the word don't. So it hears want cancer, it focuses around that. So if we say, I want health, I want happiness, the brain registers health and happiness. And you haven't personally identified it by calling it your own. And it's like giving it a space for existence. So another one is I'm going to fight this. I'm going to beat this. And the energy of fight is we want to think about what energy we're in the process is the energy we end up with. And what consciousness, what vibration, what feeling do you feel? When you say the word fight, you might feel charged up, but you might not feel peace within. So, what words can you say? I'm coming into alignment. I'm moving towards who I'm meant to be. I'm tuning in with what is happening and what is meant to happen right now. Are other ways to say that to still be a winner? So those are a couple examples of language to think about.
I love it. Language, every part of language has a frequency, and it is about being on that frequency for the outcome that you're looking for. And if we use language all the time, we're just not even paying attention, and almost reprogramming ourselves to keep ourselves in those frequencies. And when it's not anyone else doing it, it's us doing it. And as a survivor myself, I've become very aware of the language that I use to that was holding me in those patterns of behavior, and it has now changed your language, change your life. I love it. Okay, so like, what's next for you? What are you doing moving forward?
Yeah, look, I am in a very, very fun year of my life because I went back to school. And I also realized that because what I've been doing is going into corporations and leading full day leadership seminars and traveling all around US and Canada for that. And that's a lot while I'm in school full time. And school's online. So instead I am studying in all of these exotic places while I'm in school online. And I do host a virtual program on Monday nights. So that'll be later tonight. It's Monday night, my time. It's Tuesday morning, your time. And that is a way to keep accessing and practicing those things that are going to connect your desires to reality one step at a time. So that's called Sit and Succeed. So that is always an ongoing. You can also tap into my social media anytime because I am putting a new video out every single day of content that is going to help you take those steps. And they're just a nice way to connect. And when you have questions, when you have things you want me to cover, you know, I can help with those in either of those platforms. And if you just look me up, Avital, it's spelled like A Vital Miller on the social media, you'll be able to access all of those things. And so that's kind of like the immediacy of this next year. But basically, as soon as I'm done with school, I actually may continue to get more degrees, but I just probably won't be a student full time. So that means I'll be hitting the ground running, doing more public speaking in person again, and would love to connect with anyone who really wants that sense of motivation, the leadership skills, and the greater understanding of how to go through this health and healing process.
Oh, I love it. It is the human condition, healing. We're always healing from something. It is part of our evolution. I love this. And that all of the links to get in contact with you will be in the show notes and also in the show description as well. So reach out. I love it. Now, who would be the type of person that would reach out to have a conversation with you? What business would they be in if they're looking for you to come and speak to their people?
Yeah. So I speak in a number of different environments, but when it comes to the corporations, it is all different types of businesses. But what happens is it's an awareness that great management builds the productivity, the employee satisfaction, the employee retention, and the profitability that we're craving. And so I come in and bring in those leadership skills. And I didn't mention this, but I've been a program manager at Microsoft. I've been a fitness director. I've been a sales and marketing director at book publishing, having my own business. And then with all the education and training that I have. So that comes together for all of the leadership seminars. But when you're looking to dive through to understand greater truth in life and how to achieve your goals, so different entrepreneurial groups, spiritual groups, health and healing groups, you know, I've spoken in churches. I also have a minister certification. So I'm really happy for people in a lot of different environments who are seeking somebody who's high energy and going to give you what's beyond the cutting edge information, and also marrying the balance, like we mentioned before, of what comes from spirit and intuition and what comes from science.
I love that. The balance of the two. It's been a lovely conversation. At the core of this is that we all have the capacity to heal. And we all need to heal as it's part of the human condition. And the decision is yours. You can change your language. You can change your thought process. You can give yourself the space. And just because that's the way you were born doesn't mean that's the way you have to end up. You can make different choices. As a recovered alcoholic, I can tell you, you can make choices. And as a recovered hoarder, I can tell you, you can make choices. So it is about what life do you want to live? And what do you need to do to get there? And I love everything that you talk about. These are all the steps that are needed to take to get to the outcome that you're looking for. And if you're listening today and you belong to a company and you're looking for more of that leadership and management conversation, great, reach out and we can have a conversation as well. Now, in closing, what would be your words of wisdom to our audience?
Sing your sweet song. So that means being who you are, but also being so comfortable with it that it comes out sweetly in a song.
Oh, I love that. That is so beautiful. It has been a lovely conversation here at Healing Through Love and talking about stories that help us move forward. And by sharing these stories, we see that we're not alone and that together we can grow and make a difference. That's a goodbye from me and a goodbye from Avital.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on here, and goodbye to everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.